Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So this next last story about Lord Shiva is in the
Ramayana.
It gives us an understanding of why the Ramayana and the story turned out the way it did. Ravan had gotten benedictions from Lord Brahma. And Ravana was very proud. He was very proud. And he was the incarnation of lust. He could not control his lust. So once he tried to approach one ascetic lady. Her name was Vedavati.
Su nombre era
Vedavati.
Vedavati.
And he wanted to have her as another female conquest.
Y él quería tenerla como otra conquista femenina.
But she told him,
pero ella le dijo,
I am only the property of Narayan.
Yo soy solo propiedad de Narayan.
But Ravana tried to grab her.
Pero Ravana trató de agarrarla.
He grabbed her hair. And the woman took her hand and cut her hair. And then she cursed Ravan. You will be destroyed because of a woman. So who was that woman? Sita. He did the same thing. He tried to capture Sita. And because of that, Ram had to kill
Ravana.
So then, Ravan went to the abode of Lord Shiva.
Así que después, Ravana fue, encima del señor Shiva.
And he met the servant of Shiva known as Nandi.
Y conoció una sirviente de Shiva conocida como Nandi.
And Ravana laughed at Nandi.
Y Ravana se rió de Nandi.
Because Nandi had a monkey face.
Porque Nandi tenía una carita de mono.
So Ravana made fun of Nandi.
Y Ravana le hizo burla a Nandi.
So Nandi told Ravan,
así que Nandi le dijo a Ravana,
you will be destroyed,
tú serás destruido,
by an army of monkeys.
Por un ejército de monos.
And is that what happened in the Ramayana?
Exactly.
So then Ravan wanted to defeat Lord Shiva.
Así que después el señor Ravana que quiso vencer al señor Shiva.
Lord Shiva lives on a great mountain known as Kailas.
El señor Shiva vive en una gran montaña conocida como Kailas.
Ravana with his 10 hands.
Ravana con sus 10 manos
started to lift Mount Kailas.
Empezó a levantar la montaña Kailas.
And Parvati,
Parvati
was thrown somewhat.
Estaba como, fue como sacudida por
and
eso.
She immediately went to her husband.
Y inmediatamente fue donde su esposo.
What is this disturbance?
¿Qué es esta perturbación?
Lord Shiva said,
el señor Shiva dijo,
it is that foolish Ravan.
Oye, este tonto de Ravana.
I will take care of him.
Yo me haré cargo de esto.
So Lord Shiva pressed down with his foot. And Ravan, now his hands are caught underneath the mountain. For 100 years. 100 years, Ravan is struggling. He can't escape. But Ravan is very smart. He had studied all the Vedas.
Él había estudiado todos los Vedas.
So he offered prayers to Lord Shiva. From the Samaveda.
Desde Samaveda.
And Lord Shiva became pleased.
Y el señor Shiva se volvió complacido.
So he released him.
Y ahí lo liberó.
But Ravan is very cunning.
Pero Ravana es muy
cunning. very astuto? Demoniacally intelligent.
Yeah, that's like mean.
Not mean. Cunning.
Cunning. Es malditamente inteligente.
In other words, he's evil, but he's intelligently evil.
Él es malvado, pero inteligentemente malvado.
Unlike Vrika.
No como Vrika.
He's stupid.
Que eres tonto.
Stupid demon.
Eres un tonto,
but Ravana is very intelligent.
Pero Ravana era muy inteligente.
Cunning.
Cunning.
Just like Duryodhan. A cunning person is compared to the animal, the fox.
Una persona así es comparada con un lobo.
Yes, fox, lobo?
Yes. Zorro.
Oh. Zorro or lobo?
No, zorro.
What's a lobo?
Wolf.
Similar. Fox, they're the same. They're also cunning. So, Ravan says to Lord Shiva,
así que Ravana le dijo al señor Shiva,
you give me benediction.
Por favor, deme bendiciones.
I want your weapon.
Yo quiero tu arma.
His weapon is known as Pashupat.
Su arma es conocida como Pashupat.
And so Lord Shiva gave him his weapon.
Así que señor Shiva le dio su alma.
But it did not help him.
Pero no le ayudó en nada.
Because who is above Lord Shiva?
Porque ¿quién está por sobre el señor Shiva?
Whose name does Lord Shiva chant?
¿Cuál es el nombre que señor Shiva canta?
What name does Shiva chant?
¿Cuál es el nombre que canta?
Ra.
Ra.
Everybody. Yes, Lord Shiva chants the name Ram. So, even though Ravan had that weapon, he was destined to be killed by Ram. Now, why do I say that Lord Shiva worships Ram? Because one time Lord Shiva told his wife, I chant the name Ram.
Yo canto el nombre Ram.
And this name of Ram,
y este nombre de Ram
is equal to 1,000 names of God.
Es igual a mil nombres de Dios.
Just see how powerful is this name.
Solo ve lo poderoso que es este nombre.
Ram.
Ram.
Everybody.
Ram.
Repite.
Ram.
Repite.
Ram.
And three names of Ram equals one Krishna.
Y tres nombres de Ram son equivalentes a un Krishna.
So when we chant the Maha Mantra,
así que cuando nosotros cantamos el
now you know why it's called Maha Mantra.
Ahora sabe por qué es llamado el más grande de los mantras.
The mantra on steroids.
Perdón.
You know what is steroids? You don't know that word? Steroids. Everybody knows that. People, athletes take steroids to get... So this is... So this is the mantra on steroids. Transcendental chiste. See, correct?
Yes.
Chiste?
Yes.
See, joke. So, this Maha Mantra, just see. One name of Ram equals 3,000 names of God. Three Rams equal one Krishna. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, mañana...
Mañana,
late noche, ¿sí?
¿Cómo?
Sí, you all come.
Si mañana van a venir todos en la tarde mañana al programa.
Hare Krishna.